Aw, little Timmy, did you hear? The Power Girl podcast is back.
Hell, it's about time.
You're listening to the Power Gold Podcast, bringing you the latest tips, tricks, and strategies for making gold in World of Warcraft. I'm your host, Jim Youngkin. And now, on with the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Word Gold Podcast, episode number 72. As always, I'm your host, Jim Youngkin, from Power Word Gold, a blog, podcast, and live stream about making gold in World of Warcraft. As always, you can find our blog and podcast by heading over to powerwordgold.net. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitch TV. Twitch TV is Jim Youngkin. Everything else is Power Word Gold. We're going to go ahead and just jump off here in this episode of the Power Word Gold podcast. We are so glad to be back. It's been a little while since we did the podcast with y'all. Alright, shoutouts. So, some Twitter shoutouts to SoCoWow, Calior, Batina, Toltec, Dan Goldberg, Prophets, Corey Saunders, Aldred Eccles, and everybody else who's communicated with us through the Face Spaces and the My Tweets and all that good stuff. We love the social medias. If you want to find us on any of the social medias, of course, you can find us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. All of those are Power Word Gold, and you can also find us on twitch.tv. /Jim Youngkin, Youngkin. All right, so let's just go ahead and jump into this episode of the podcast. We're not sure how long this podcast will be. We just wanted to, now that we're finally up and going again at our new place, we wanted to go ahead and jump in and get an episode out for y'all. But like I said, we're not going to worry too much about time. So, starting off, we're going to go ahead and with some simple tips and tricks. So, the simple tip and trick for this episode of the podcast, if there's nothing else, if you learn nothing else from this show, there is a really neat feature in TradeSkillMaster. So, if you're using TradeSkillMaster and using TradeSkillMaster Accounting, which is one of the add-ons that you download, if you open up TradeSkillMaster by clicking /TSM or by using your mini-map button for TradeSkillMaster, you're going to want to go ahead and click on Accounting. It's on the right hand side at the top of the window. It looks like a coin, and then underneath that there's some more tabs, and you want to click on the Player Gold tab. And now what this is going to do, this is going to give you a little graph showing your incomes, your gold increases and also your gold expenditures. And it'll be a little graph. So that's kind of cool. So over time, if you've been using TradeSkillMaster Accounting, you can get a little graph of how much gold you have been making and how much gold you've been spending. And in my case, it was actually quite interesting, because I know if the graph keeps going up, then I'm making gold. And if the graph is kind of going up and down and up and down and it's kind of staying the same, I might be making gold, but I'm also spending almost as much gold. And if the graph is going down, 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 yeah, that's not so good. So you want to consider maybe the fact that you might be not bringing in enough gold for that character. So the Player Gold tab in the Accounting is our simple tip and trick. Alright, so we're going to just go ahead and jump into the topics for this episode of the Power Gold Podcast. The first topic, which it was kind of funny because we went into quote-unquote low power mode in the middle of August. We said we were moving and that we needed to do a bunch of stuff, so we might not be doing too much with the blog and everything, but we did move. So we're happy to say that we moved into our new apartment. And also we had like a 2-week period where we didn't have any internet because for some reason our internet service provider had like a 2-week waiting list to hook up service. So we didn't have any internet there. But now we're all back up and running. So we're happy about that. But two things happened while we were on quote unquote low power mode. Number one, TradeSkillMaster 2.0 was released. Number two, patch 5.4 came out. So we did have, luckily for Trade Skill Master 2.0, we were able to use the beta, and we were able to get out some videos for people to watch and to get some ideas. And we've done other posts since then. But the 5.4 thing, we were offline for it. I think we might have come online a few days after, but all the 2 weeks out leading up to it, we weren't online. So things that we were thinking about doing, like stockpiling up some more ghost iron ore. Hi, kitty. Kitty's meowing in the background. Stocking up some ghost iron ore, ghost iron bars, those kind of things, doing cooldowns, those kind of things didn't really take place. Cat. You guys can't probably hear that, but the cat's scratching in the background. Hi. So for our patch 5.4, that's what we're going to talk a little bit about. I know. I heard from lots of people that did have proper access, that 5.4 was a success for them. But it seems in my mind that 5.4 might have been maybe less of a success than some of the other patches that people have, patches that people have done in the past. That's just the general feeling I got. Besides if you were doing gems or glyphs or enchants, it seems like those markets were always big, which is always big in a patch. But if you're, I'm not sure. So the things that are new, the things that were new to me for the patch were definitely the new cooldowns, profession cooldowns. So tailoring had a new profession cooldown that you would do every day. Leatherworking had a new profession cooldown. I think it's celestial cloth tailoring. For leatherworking, it was hardened magnificent hide. Engineering had a new cooldown that you got the leatherworking one and the tailoring one, I believe. And the engineering one and the blacksmithing one, all from killing mobs in Mist of Pandaria. And I killed mostly the turtles that are in Valley of the Four Winds, kind of in north central area there, by the area that goes up to the Black Market Auction House. And so doing a new engineering cooldown, saving up my, they're called like Jards something or other, mysterious power core, something like that, for the Sky Golem mount, which I want to make, and that takes like 30 of those. And then blacksmithing, I also had a cooldown. So on my characters, I have two tailors, I have three alchemists, two engineers, one blacksmith, and one jewel crafter. I'm still just doing there's no new one for jewel crafting, but so I have these characters, these like seven or eight characters that I'm doing these cooldowns on. And so it kind of feels like when I log in, I'm like, oh, okay, I got to log into this character, do the cooldown, log into this character, do the cooldown. But then if it's tailoring, leatherworking, or blacksmithing, I'm also like, I got to log into this character, and I got to do the cooldown, then I got to add the new item that I can make into a auctionator list. So I have like something called Malev LM for like leather and mail, and then it has like the first initial of the first character, because I have multiple characters that do tailoring, multiple characters, luckily they're on two different factions, multiple characters that do leatherworking. I started a new leather worker so that I could have an extra leather worker for 5.4. So adding the new items that I make to an auctionator shopping list, searching for that auctionator shopping list and seeing if there's other people selling the items. And then if not, possibly making that item and putting it up for sale. Now, I'm doing this also on blacksmithing. So tailoring, leatherworking, and blacksmithing, I'm doing cooldowns on, and then getting new patterns. Basically once in a while I'll get an epic pattern, but I don't do anything with that. But I've heard that the epic items, are BOE. So you might be able to make those and sell those, but I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. But I've been, for tailoring, the mats are relatively cheap. For blacksmithing, the mats for these new malevolent, crafted malevolent gladiator items are relatively cheap. But for leatherworking, it's not necessarily a case, because it takes either, for a head, chest, or legs, it takes three magnificent hides. For everything else, it takes two magnificent hides. So on the leatherworker, On my leather workers, I've actually been doing a magnificence of leather and a hardened magnificent hide. So I only actually need one extra magnificent hide every day to do the cooldown. So you need one to do the cooldown. The magnificent hides are still about 200 gold on my server. So, and that way, like, the mats get kind of pricey. So I was originally trying to sell these items for like 3,500 gold. The cloth leather and cloth leather working, the tailoring leather working. So leather working is male and leather and blacksmithing items, but that didn't work out too good. I lowered it down to like 950 a piece, and that seemed to sell a few more. But it is tough with leather working because the mats that you're putting into the pieces are about 600 if it's a chest, legs, or head. And if it's anything else, you're putting 400 of mats into it, which is a lot more. So the leather is still strange, but I haven't really seen like massive sales on any of those. If that changes, I'll let you know. Tailoring is getting fairly crowded. I thought having two leather workers would help, but yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I'm kind of disappointed in the PvP gear sales. Surprisingly, I've made quite a bit of money selling my crafted dreadful gladiator stuff, which is left over in my blacksmith. So my blacksmith had some crafted dreadful that was selling relatively well in patch 5.3, and it's actually all the back stock I had was still selling in relatively well in patch 5.4. So I'm considering possibly making some of those, and if they end up selling, then they sell. Because I think part of it has to do with the fact that there might not be all the malevolent patterns yet, so people looking for PvP gear, if they're a Death Knight and they can't find the malevolent, they'll still buy the dreadful, so that's kind of an interesting little area. It doesn't seem like, I don't have a lot of backstock in the tailoring or the leatherworking, so I couldn't really say. So that's what I thought. That's what I've been mainly doing is those cooldowns. I mean, I've been getting the magnificent hides and using those. I've been getting the hardened magnificent hides. I've been getting the celestial cloth, and I've been getting the it's called a there's a new balanced trillion bar for blacksmithing. So I am doing those cooldowns, but it's not something that seems super exciting right now. It's just kind of like something you do every day, which kind of can get annoying after a while. All right. So now that we're a little bit into the show, I'm going to go ahead and take a break and go ahead and to talk about our sponsor. So the sponsor for this episode of the Power Word Gold podcast is the Power Word Gold Guides. There are two guides that we have that we sell. If you'd like to support Power Word Gold, if you want to support the blog, podcast, and live stream, purchase one of our guides to making gold in World of Warcraft. We have the Power Word Gold Guide Volume 1, which is a 130-plus page guide to making gold with add-ons, including all new information for Trade Skill Master 2.0. So if you're having troubles with your Trade Skill Master 2.0 and you want to get some help with that, head over to powerwordgold.net, purchase the Power Word Gold Guide Volume 1. We also have for sale the Power Word Gold Guide Volume 2, which is a 75-page guide to making gold in Mist of Pandaria, specifically. So that's another one that we have for sale. So both of the guides, the prices on them are the same. They're $5, $10, $15, or $20. All four prices purchase the same guides. We just leave it up to you to decide which price you'd like to pay to support us by purchasing one of the guides. Again, head over to powerwordgold.net, look for the banner ad, one of the purchase links on the sidebar, or the store link at the top of the page. And now, on with the show. On with the water. Good times. All right. So let's continue on. The next thing I wanted to talk about was something that I kind of had done on just a whim. Once I started using Trade Skill Master 2.0 and I started to see how powerful the group and operation combinations, kind of the way that Trade Skill Master 2.0 was set up, once I realized how powerful those were, I actually did create. And I did a post on this on Power Word Gold, and you can go find the post. How can I buy all these items? I thought, you know, I want to maybe start getting rid of possibly trying to use Auctioneer. And I'm like, how could I do that? And I was like, well, if I had a Trade Skill Master group that included all of the 83 to 84, and I did 87 to 88s, but I didn't end up using those, 83 to 84 green items that I flipped with all the suffixes, and I could import that into Trade Skill Master as a group, or as maybe multiple groups, then all I would have to do is add a shopping operation, you know, for whatever price I ended up using. And at the time, I was using like 45 gold to purchase as a shopping operation, but I actually created another shopping operation that I did another post about that was 3x vendor sell. So that's 3x the price you can sell an item to the vendor for. So I'm a little weird about that. But still, what I ended up doing was creating a giant list with spreadsheets, and I used like different websites like Wowhead, and long story short, I kind of got this idea like it would be better to just create a giant list of 83 to 84, you know, multiple lists, and then search for those, and I wouldn't have to use Auctioneer anymore because I had used the save searches. So what I ended up doing, once I started to realize that you could have these kind of lists and shopping operations and auctioning operations, I thought, well, you know what? If I have this much power, why don't I look for a transmog list for Trade Skill Master that somebody put together? And I ended up finding one that Shannon had put together. Well, he had put multiples together, and then I made them into one giant list. And the list is actually available on Powered Gold. You can go and find the list, the big list of transmog items for Trade Skill Master. But then I was like, you know what, I'll make a shopping operation that searches for these items at 10% of the Undermine Journal GE median. So you need to have the Undermine Journal GE add-on, and then the pricing source is 10% TUJ GE median, and that's the price for, you know, basically buying it at 10%. And I was like, and then what I'll do is I'll set up a selling an auctioning operation to sell these transmog items. So I had set it up for 75% of TUJ GE median, but I ended up actually raising it up. So my final auctioning group was 30% TUJ GE median for the minimum price, 120% TUJ GE median for the normal price, and 200% TUJ GE median for the max price. So I was like, ah, this is awesome. I don't even need to think. All I need to do now is go to the auction house, search for this group using the shopping operation, and you click shopping at the bottom, and then you click TSM groups at the top of the shopping window for TSM, and then you on the sidebar you just select the, like I just did, one giant group, and then I searched for those items that were transmog items that were selling for 10%. That's pretty cheap. Let me restate that for a second. I actually did only wanted to buy items that were 100 gold or below as well. So actually my final shopping operation for that was min, M-I-N, space, then parentheses, 10% TUJ GE median, comma, space, 100 gold, so 100 G, close parentheses. And basically that meant it would pick whichever was the lower price between 100 gold or whatever the Undermine Journal, 10% of the Undermine Journal GE median. So that's essentially like, you know how an auctioneer you can set the maximum bid and buy out to say like 75 gold. Well, now by putting a min and then using the one pricing source and then a comma and then 100 gold, it will never go over 100 gold. So I started using this on, I want to say maybe 6 or 7 different faction and server combinations where I had characters here and there that were scattered around different servers, and I just go to the auction house, run the shopping list, or run this group, you know, shopping operation, buy out all the items, and they would generally buy for 5, 10, 15 gold, you know, not too much, and then I would, and then it would automatically post them up, so I didn't have to even look at what transmog items were being bought. I didn't even have to look at what pricing I was doing. This is what I call the lazy transmog. So this was my way of doing transmog without having to think. I just had to go here, do these automated things, buy the, you know, buy new items. And I also did my no backstock policy, where essentially if I had duplicate items, I would just sell those to the vendor. So I'd sell duplicate items to the vendor. So I did this on about 5 or 6, you know, maybe 7 different server faction, you know, servers and factions. And the funny thing, out of all of those, 2, after about a week or two of doing this, I realized 2 of those servers and factions did really well on sales, and almost none of the other ones did well at all. So I was selling kind of essentially the same items, meaning I was buying the same type of items, you know, because they were all from the same list. And I was pricing them about the same price, but 2 servers were making about 1 to 3,000 gold a day, or, you know, 1 to 3,000 gold every 2 days, and other servers weren't making hardly anything. So if you go back to what I was saying about using that simple tip and trick where you can go to the auctioning, you know, TSM, and then accounting, and then player gold, some of them were losing gold and some of them were gaining gold. So I ended up stopping to do this on all the servers except for the 2 that were actually successful. And then I've continued to do this, and both of the servers and factions are off, are kind of odd, like not my main server. But I just thought it was interesting that, you know, with this kind of setup of having a giant shopping list with a buy that was 10%, you know, min, then parentheses 10% TUJGE median, comma, space 100 gold. Parentheses, so basically with that as the shopping operation, and then 30% for minimum, 30% TUJ, I'm not going to say TUJ every time, but 30% TUJGE median for minimum, 120% for normal, and 200% for max, I was able to make a couple thousand gold every couple days, which isn't too shabby. So that's my lazy, transmog. And it is interesting that on some servers transmog was working great, and on some servers transmog was not working at all. So your results may vary. All right, so I think kind of coming close to the end here, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the markets. When I was in low power mode, I ended up kind of slowing down on some of my markets, and I'm kind of going back to that whole accounting player gold thing. I actually started to see that some of my markets I was just treading water. And one of the markets I was just treading water, meaning I was making gold. I was bringing in a couple thousand gold a day, but I was also spending a couple thousand gold a day on posts, or, you know, a couple thousand gold every 2 days. And I was spending a couple thousand gold every 2 days was my 87 to 88 Mr. Pandaria items. So I ended up getting out of those markets, and I got out of transmog on my main server. I just started, like, you know, going through my routine on a daily basis and saying, oh, okay, well, I'm spending 2 hours doing this, and I don't really feel like I'm getting any sort of benefit out of this. So I ended up just kind of selling off those items, just taking them all out of my bank and vendoring them. So every once in a while, if you notice yourself kind of, yeah, every once in a while, just check and see, is your character actually making gold? And the end of my journal makes it pretty easy. All right. So that was the markets I got out of, 87 to 88s. And I don't really do 77 to 80s anymore, just because there was just so few items available in those markets. So, and the last thing I wanted to talk about was being away from World of Warcraft. Having, you know, the last time we did an episode of the podcast was, you know, a little over a month ago. So That was with Marco Kogler. If you haven't heard it from Blizzard, if you haven't heard episode 71, make sure you go back and listen to it. We interviewed Marco Kogler, who is the technical director for World of Warcraft, and we asked him lots of really interesting gold-making questions and some great stuff in there. But being away from the game for that amount of time, it's kind of interesting because you kind of get out of the habit of playing the game. But one of the things I noticed right away is once my internet connection was, once I wasn't actually physically not able to play the game, I was able to just jump right back in. And it just kind of reinforces to me the reason why I think I love this game so much is that you can be gone and, you know, in this case, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, or sometimes people are gone for 5 or 6 months, or sometimes people are gone for a couple of years and they come back and they're like, oh, I'm just coming back into the game. But I think that there's just something about World of Warcraft that, you know, makes it an enjoyable experience, and I'm excited that we're able to, you know, have everything back up and running. So, all right, well, I think that that's going to wrap it up for this episode, number 72 of the Powered Gold Podcast. Thanks, everybody who subscribes to us. Make sure you go out and, you know, leave your reviews on the iTunes Store. If you watch us on iTunes, you can also find us on Stitcher. And, yeah, subscribe to our RSS feed. And if you want to find old episodes, you can go to PowerWordGold.net, and at the top, next to the word podcast in parentheses, you can find index, and that's our Powered Gold podcast index if you want to find older episodes of the show. So we're back. Yay. Excited. Ah, yeah. So if you want to find more from us, again, I'm Jim Youngkin from Powered Gold. Head over to PowerWordGold.net, which is our blog. You can find lots of good gold-making information and posts that we've been doing. We've also been doing live streams, and you can find the videos for those at Powered Gold, or you can find them on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/PowerWordGold. If you want to catch our live streams, head over and follow us at twitch.tv/JimYounkin, Younkin. If you don't have an account, create an account, follow us, and then you'll get a little alert when we go live. You can also find us on YouTube, or like I said, YouTube, sorry, Twitter. Follow and interact with us at, our handle is PowerWordGold. You can find us at Facebook.com/PowerWordGold. You can find us on Google Plus. There's a link to that at the top of Powered Gold. And you can find us at Tumblr, PoweredGold.tumblr.com. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to us at PowerWordGold@Yahoo.com. If you have any questions or tips, you can also send us MP3 recordings of your questions and tips, and we might be able to put them into a future episode of the podcast. So, all right, I think that that's going to wrap it up. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Do you really expect me to have something at the end of the podcast when I'm the only one recording the podcast? Come on, come on! You expect somebody in a $5,000 suit to have something at the end of the podcast? Come on!